Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is the last episode with Vince and Ear. Hello, Vince. Hello, Ear. How are you?
Hey, Pastor Sammy.
Well, thank you so much for the previous episodes, and this is already last episode. In this episode, I will really want to hear more about your future vision for Asian Americans, especially Hmong Americans, for the Great Commission, for Christ. So my first question is, what are the potentials for next generation of Hmong people to advance God's kingdom?
That's a really good question, Pastor Sammy. The next generation has a lot to accomplish to advance God's kingdom. I think the first thing is really learning how to reach non-believers in the Hmong community. Really focusing on bridging Christ into those events that the Hmong people do, or events that the Hmong people are bringing together other Hmong people, so that they can go in and really share about Jesus. You know, when you were asking that question, God kind of put upon my heart to really see how Jesus did that. And in Mark 2:15-17, it says, while Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, and there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and the tax collectors, they asked his disciples, why does he eat with the tax collectors and sinners? On hearing this, Jesus said to them, it is not healthy. Is it not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick? I have come to call I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners. Mm-hmm. So we have, you know, really focusing on from the Hmong next generation is, don't just focus on the people that are believers already, but focus on the people that are non-believers also. Mm. Go in and mingle or intertwine with them so that you can share Jesus, the Jesus to them, so you can draw them also. Mm. The next thing is learning how to make Jesus more relevant in the Hmong philosophy. Mm-hmm. Because the Hmong people, they really believe in a lot of the Hmong philosophy, the non-believers do. And I think if we can really, the next generation can really use Jesus into those Hmong philosophies to draw them from that, so that they can see that, you know, Jesus can relate to all the things, mm-hmm. and he can help you. Just how all the Hmong philosophies would do for you, bridging that to Jesus and pointing them to Jesus also. Mm-hmm. And the last thing is, I think they need to go beyond the church. They need to serve like Jesus, serve without expectations, serve so that they can really show Jesus' love. And when they do that, they will go beyond to just not focusing on the, you know, the people that come to the church, but the people that are still not in the church also, where they can go and serve and love them, so that all of them will see that, wow, that's because of Jesus' love that they want to come to the church, and that's how they can draw them. So I really think that those are the three kind of pillars that the Hmong next generation really has to work on to really advance God's kingdom.
Mm. Wow, that's great. So definitely next generation Hmong American have a great potential,
yes,
for God's kingdom.
Yes, yes.
So what keeps the next generation from living that potential?
Well, first of all, I would say that the many religion in the world, because there's so many religion, we can easily get lost in who we want to serve and what is the religion to follow. So if the new generation doesn't have a good grasp of who God is and what the, you know, the Christianity values, or what, why we need Jesus, then they may be drawn to other religion versus going toward God. And the second thing is, I would say people's desire to serve themselves and to serve other men versus serving God. And, you know, human heart is just, you know, it's just like very dark, in that, you know, sometimes we don't know. There is no light, and they, instead of serving the true God, they will seek other things to serve. And thirdly, I want to say that it's people's pride and greed. And, you know, those kind of things will lead people astray from God. And you know, those are the kind of things that will keep the next generation from living to their full potential of what God wants them to be.
Wow, that's great. Good words. Now, I keep hearing from Asian pastors and Asian church leaders that there are a lot of separations between first generation and second generations among Asian Americans. But how can first generation help the next generation to grow as spiritual leaders?
To us, I think the first generation really needs to, first of all, allow the second generation to just go out and see how other cultures grow in faith, other denominations grow in faith. Just going out and seeing that of what Jesus is really doing to other congregations so that they can see how they grow in faith also. The second thing, and I think it's very important also, is letting the second generation lead and be led by the Holy Spirit so that they can go out and reach their generation, letting God lead that, because every generation is different from generation to generation also in terms of, you know, the circumstances, what's around, what's happening, and, you know, what the first generation might think that's relevant in that time might not be relevant during the second generation.
Right.
So really letting them be that lead and being led by the Holy Spirit so that they can go out and reach for them also. And the last thing I think that's it's very important also is really praying for the second generation also. Focusing on prayer with the leaders to really pray for the second generation to become that next stepping stone so that they can grow spiritually, allowing them to grow spiritually also. So those are the three things that I think that, you know, the first generation can do to help the next generation grow spiritually and you know, their walk with God.
That's good. Now, how can the next generation to help Hmong Christians to continue to grow?
So I think the next generation, they really have to, and I mentioned it before in your earlier question, they really have to become the bridge of between Hmong Christians and other Christians. Because I think when you do that, God's vision or God's purpose really broadens and really, you know, really broadens your vision, broadens the whole perspective of the Hmong church also, when you can see what other brothers and sisters of God are doing and how they are growing also. So the Hmong Christians really have to become that bridge from the Hmong church to other Christianity churches also, so that they can take what's good in the Hmong church to the other churches also, but also take what's good from the other churches and really take that back to the Hmong church also. And I think with that coming back and forth and really being that bridge, that's going to be very healthy for, you know, as a whole Hmong Christians and Hmong churches are really going to grow from there.
Great. Well, I can definitely see God is using you, both of you, in a great way. Now, how can the next generation Hmong impact world missions and other races in the United States?
As I mentioned earlier, we already see a movement in the Hmong churches. And we have seen where the Hmong churches are going back to whether it's their the country they're from or to other nations, and they're taking the gospel there, and we already see that they are impacting other countries in that way. But I also really believe that if the Hmong Christians would be open-minded and to, you know, they would be open-minded to working alongside other pastors, other ethnic groups, even, you know, with the Caucasian pastorals, and just really be open-minded and allowing God to use them so that they can go overseas and they can do much more in terms of reaching the nations, because I think by ourselves, we can do some things, but we can do greater things if we would serve alongside, whether it's other ethnic groups or with other churches, and just allow God to use us in those ways that God is, he always has a plan. He, you know, if he can carve a river in the desert, I believe so too, that he can also use Hmong people in that same way, where he opened up path that, like, endorse that maybe has never been opened before to the Hmong Christian leaders, so that they can reach the nations and not just their own people. So I have confidence in God that he will move in such a way in the Hmong community.
Wow. Amen. Thank you so much. That's great. Now, what do you see God would do among Hmong people in the next 5 to 10 years down the road?
Well, we are very excited, and what God is already doing in the Hmong people and the Hmong churches already. But what we see that needs to happen in 5-10 years is the Hmong people really needs to broaden and really go out and work with other Christian leaders also to advance God's kingdom. Really not just the leading, but serving also, breaking out that mode of just serving the church, but going out and serving others. And that, when we do that, that will diversify the church. Mm-hmm. When you do that, others, not just the Hmong people, but other nationalities will come to your church and be mm-hmm. part of your congregation also. So really diversifying in that, so that, you know, Hmong churches doesn't have to just depend on Hmong to come to the church, but they will work with all brothers and sisters so that they will move God's kingdom in that way. So those are the things that we think that that we want God to see do it. But the final thing I want to see in the next 5 to 10 years is I'm just praying that Hmong churches will really have a spiritual revival in the Hmong churches, so that they're not just concerned about their own lives or their own church or how they're growing, but really seeing what God can use them to see in all the brokenness for all people, right? And really going out and using God so that they can go out and touch those people so that Christ can come and live with them. Because in Matthew 28:19, you know, the Bible says, when Jesus commanded us, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's what, you know, our prayers is for the Hmong church. It's really going out for all nations and baptizing and bringing them to Christ.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing in the last episodes. And I am so honored to get to know you and minister together with you and get to know more about the vision God has given you and the heart for the Hmong churches and beyond. Well, listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.